Welcome. Today we will be studying a most important subject. The title is Test Your Faith. Test Your Faith. We want to be today like the Bereans. Turn to Acts, please. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. So today we're going to be Bereans. We're going to receive the word with all readiness of mind, and we're going to search the scriptures to see whether these things are really so. You know, the scripture says we only have one faith. Ephesians 4, 4 and 5. Turn there with me. Ephesians 4, 4 and 5. Ephesians 4, 4 and 5. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is only one faith, and today we are going to test our faith, whether it be the faith. Whether it be that faith which Yahshua had. There's only one faith. It is the faith of Yahshua, the faith that he had. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians 13:5 and see that the apostle says what we must do. 2 Corinthians 13:5. If you are not able to find these scriptures quickly in your Bible, you may want to take notes and then go back over these things. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yahshua the Messiah is in you, except that ye would be reprobates. We are told to examine ourselves to see that we are in the faith. What is the faith? The Bible tells us. And here is the list of scriptures. The Christian honors his body temple. Let's look at it in 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of Yah? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yah's. And then 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Yah, and that the Spirit of Yah dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Yah, him shall Yah destroy. For the temple of Yah is holy, which temple ye are. The Christian knows Yah, according to John 17:3, and let's look at it. John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true Almighty One, and Yahshua the Messiah, whom thou hast sent. The Christian knows Yah. Also in 1 John 2:3-6. 1 John 2, 3 through 6. Now, I haven't marked my scriptures, and so I'm having to do the same thing you're doing, looking these up. It's sort of a Bible drill as we go through here. To put all of this into 1 hour, we must move right along. 1 John 2, 3 through 6. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yah perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that saith he abide in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. The Christian does not knowingly commit sin. Let's look at 1 John 3, 6 and 9. 1 John 3, 6 and 9. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. And skipping down to verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yah doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Yah. And then Psalm 119:11. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. When we're in the faith, we have a poor spirit. Matthew 5:3. Matthew 5 and verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we're in the faith, we are gentle. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. When we're in the faith, we are pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Yah. A Christian is a peacemaker. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of Yah. Those who are in the faith of Yahshua are content in all circumstances. Philippians 4:11. Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And Psalm 23:1. Psalm 23:1, which most of us have committed to memory. Yah is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I shall not have want or need of anything. Romans 8:28, another very popular promise. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Next, The Christian always obeys Yah's commandments. 1 John 2, 3 through 6. First John 2, 3 through 6. And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yah perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So that's a repeat scripture, isn't it? Psalm 119:12. Let me say it again. Psalm 119:112. Psalm 119:112. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Psalm 119:112. And Psalm 119, verse 44. So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever. We're describing the faith of Yahshua here. We're describing the faith once delivered unto the saints. We're describing that one faith, which is to be the faith that we adhere to as Christians. The Christian walks according to the Spirit, Romans 8, 4 and 14. Romans 8, 4 and 14. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of Yah, they are the sons of Yah. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The Christian walks according to the Holy Spirit. The Christian is not touched by Satan. Look at the promise of 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of Yah sinneth not. But he that is begotten of Yah keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. We are not touched by Satan as we walk in the Spirit, as we are in the faith. We are not touched by Satan. The Christian lives by their faith. Look at Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of Yah revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, or the Christian, shall live by faith. Matthew 4:4, Yahshua is speaking. In Matthew 4:4, Yahshua says this, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah. And Psalm 119:105. Psalm 119, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with the Messiah. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, the Messiah liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yah, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, the Christian has a soft heart too. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Yes, the Christian has a soft heart. It is a new heart, which Yah has given to all who obey him. The Christian is not injured by anything. And we find the promise in Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I wonder why it is that we have so many startle reactions when we get near a spider or a bug or something. I see some people jumping when they see a roach. This is not the faith, dearly beloved. We have dominion over that. We have dominion over even the snakes and the scorpions. We have dominion over the wasps and the hornets. We have no reason to fear, as we are in the faith. The Christian who is in the faith receives whatever he asks for. Look at John 15:7. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, Yahshua's talking here, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Did he say it might be done unto you? He said it will be done unto you. First John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Could it be that people who ask and do not receive are not keeping his commandments, are not doing those things that are pleasing in his sight, and therefore break the connection? How many of us have computers? Many of us have computers. And in order to get on the internet, most of us have to use a dial-up connection. We have to have a modem in our computers, and we have to dial a phone number and connect with another computer to get onto the internet and be able to communicate with other people. If we don't have a dial tone, what happens? The computer reports to us, error, cannot find the modem will not work because there is no dial tone. There are certain things that must be accomplished before the connection can be made. Before we can make a connection with Yah to get certain things done, we must be sure we're living up to the light that we have already. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, do we think I can just let a few commandments slip here and he'll understand and forgive me and I'll just ask for what I want? No. We must meet the requirements, meet the conditions. The Christian knows nothing is impossible for him. Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. And Yahshua said unto them, because of your unbelief. Well, we have to read verse 19 to make sense of it, don't we? Then came the disciples to Yahshua and said, why could we not cast him out? Speaking of this devil. And Yahshua said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Dearly beloved, are you having trouble in your life? Are you having tribulation in your experience? Nothing shall be impossible unto you. But are you meeting the requirements? Are you keeping his commandments? Are you in the faith? We must examine ourselves. Also in Mark 9:23, another passage that speaks of the same thing. Mark 9:23. Yahshua said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you need to climb a mountain? Do you need to walk on rocks? Do you need to give up a food or drink? Or something worse? Do you need to give up a feeling for someone that is inappropriate? Do you need to give up a lust for something that is against Yah's will? He says very clearly, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that are in the faith. And Philippians 4:13. On this same line. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through the Messiah which strengtheneth me. Now that doesn't mean that we can get up on top of the tree or the building and start flapping our arms and fly across the field. We can do all things within the limitations that Yah has set for us. We can do all things within those things that He has commanded us to do. Next, the Christian loves his enemies. Matthew 5:44. Matthew 5:44 and 45a. But I say unto you, Yahshua speaking, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. You see? That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Next, the Christian is humble. Luke 17:10. Luke 17:10. Yahshua is speaking here. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. In other words, there's nothing to boast about. If you're doing those things that Yah has required of you, you have nothing to boast about. You're just doing your duty. It would sound kind of strange if a man came in from work and his wife had fixed supper for him just like she always does, and she would say, well, I fixed supper for you. Like she wants a pat on the back. It's just something that's expected. Could be vice versa. In some cases, it might be the woman working, and these days, the man might be fixing supper. And in Matthew 18:4, we see another example of that. Matthew 18:4. Yahshua speaking again. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And of course, in another place it says, except as you become as a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Christian is humble. Those of us who are in the faith are wearing the full armor of Yah. For we have been instructed what to do here, and we see in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 11 through 18. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or cunning devices of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or places of authority. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yah, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and on your feet, or your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of the faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of Yah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Yes, those who are in the faith have on the full armor of Yah. Let me comment on that just a little further. It says that we should be able to withstand in the evil day. When is the evil day? Well, there is an evil day coming of the utmost persecution and embarrassment and humiliation. But what about each day that passes? Do you ever have an evil day? I hear people say quite regularly, boy, this is a rough day. Oh, this is a tough day I went through. Oh, this was a rough week. The devil was on me this week. Are these people in the faith? Are these people withstanding in the evil day? Certainly. Satan is going to look for places to gouge you with his missiles. But do you know that as long as you have on the whole armor of Yah, nothing can get through to you unless Yah allows it. And if Yah allows it, it's for your benefit. And therefore, we should be rejoicing. Rejoice in all things. Now, we don't rejoice that we make mistakes. Back to my experience with the car, hitting the oak tree. I'm not rejoicing because the car hit the tree. I'm not rejoicing because I made the mistake. I'm rejoicing because Yah is allowing me an opportunity for growth. We don't rejoice in the evil of itself. We rejoice in the ability to see what we need to see and overcome it. Stand, therefore. Don't wallow. Don't lay down. Don't wallow. Don't lose hope. Stand, therefore, because you have on the full armor. Stand, having your loins girt about with the truth. Don't believe the falsehood. Don't believe the false thoughts that come your way. Don't believe the insinuations of the world. Don't believe the logic and traditions of men. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench how many? All the fiery darts of the devil. When you're in the faith, you quench all those fiery darts. And if one of those fiery darts by some way get through, it's because Yah allowed it and you needed it. And you say, okay, why did I need it? Thank you, Father, for showing me that I needed that. Now, why do I need it? And when you get the answer, then when you put up the shield of faith, it won't come through again. You don't have to experience that one again. You have the victory over that one. Now, the Christian has no fear. 1 John 4:18. Those of us who are in the faith have no fear. For in 1 John 4:18 it says these words, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment and punishment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And Yah is love. When we keep His commandments, we are made perfect in love. You might be tempted to fear, and you might have fearful feelings come over your fleshly body. But there is no excuse, there is no reason to fear. If a meteor was falling out of heaven and going straight for your head, there's nothing to fear. For if Yah does not intend it to hit you in the head, there will be a way to avoid it. So many times, it looks like certain danger. It looks like the possibility of losing your life. When at the last second, Yah intervenes, an angel comes in ministry to you, and the accident is diverted. The catastrophe is overcome. Have faith, dear children. Be in the faith. The Christian brings every thought into obedience to Christ. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Some pastors and evangelists would have made a 6-week series out of this sermon. And I'm sure we could do it, and we may do it sometime. But I wanted to get all of these into this hour. And I've been working at such a rate, I think we're going to do it. Probably in much less than an hour. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I want to start in 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshly, but mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Yah, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Messiah. Do you bring every thought you have into the obedience of the Messiah? If you do not, you're not in the faith. And if you know that you do not, why not join the faith? Why not bring every thought into captivity to Christ? So that you will be an obedient child. Every Christian, every true Christian has the mind of Christ. Look at it in 1 Corinthians 2:16. Now this doesn't say we have the brain of Christ or the brains of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. That means we have the attitude of Christ. We have the thinking of Christ. It's been given to us as a gift, and we have the record of it in the Word. If you don't study the Word, you'll never know what it is. That's why Yah gave you morning and evening worship times. That's why Yah gave you weekly worship times. That's why He gave you monthly worship times. That's why He gave you annual worship times, so that you might know what you have. That you might come to understand the gift of His mind that He has given unto you. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of Yah, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah. In other words, we don't have a mind to instruct Yah, but we do have the mind of His Son. We have His attitude, and we are to have His thoughts. And when we have His thoughts, we will live His life. Because the actions come from the thoughts. The Christian enters a narrow gate and walks a narrow path. Matthew 7, 13, 14, and 21. Matthew 7, 13, 14, and 21. Enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The only ones that will enter through the gates of the city are those who do the will of the Father. They're the only ones. Only those who are in the faith will go through the faithful gates. Well done, thy good and faithful servant, will be spoken to those. The Christian walks as Yahshua walked. 1 Peter 2:21. First Peter 2 and 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because the Messiah also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile, that is, deceit, neither was deceit found in his mouth. And verse 23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Matthew 16:24. On this same line of thinking, Matthew 16:24, then said Yahshua unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Now, dearly beloved, we're not told to do something we cannot do. We're not encouraged to do that which is impossible. It says we ought to walk even as he walked. All things are possible to him that believeth. Examine yourselves to see if you're in the faith. If you're not in the faith, join the faith today, this very moment. It's a decision. It's a choice you make to join the faith. Believe his word. All things are possible to him that believeth. The Christian suffers persecution 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Yahshua shall suffer persecution. Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yah be for us, who can be against us? Are you suffering persecution? Or is everyone just loving you because you're so nice? I'm not suggesting that we need to be provocative or that we would act in such a way as to make people not like us. There were people that liked Yahshua. There were many people that were drawn to him. Many evil people even were drawn to him, but they were drawn that they might find something for free. They might get a free meal. Or they might get to have power in his kingdom. Some ulterior motive. But if you are in the faith, you will be suffering some form of persecution from some place. And if your message, if your word is so soft and so gentle that it does not offend demons, then you might want to take note and examine yourself. For the scriptures say, in the spirit of prophecy, that when we speak the truth, we will incite the rage of demons against us. All righteous men and women are opposed by demons because they speak the truth in love. The Christian loves the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 10 and 13. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I should read, probably start up above. And then, in verse 8, and then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom Yah shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks always to Yah for you, brethren, beloved of Yah, because Yah hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And lastly, the Christian is on guard at all times. Luke 21. On guard at all times. Luke 21, 34 through 36. Yahshua is talking and he says these words. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, that is, overeating, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy, to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and finally, to stand before the Son of Man. Just by review, there's one faith, the faith of Yahshua. We're told by the apostle to examine ourselves, to see that we are in this faith. We are to honor our body temple. We know Yah. We do not knowingly commit sin. We have a poor spirit. We are gentle. We are pure in heart. We are peacemakers. We are content in all circumstances. We always obey Yah's commandments in every situation. We walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. We are never touched by Satan. We always live by faith. We live by His Word. We know that Yah has given us a soft heart. We have a sympathetic heart towards sinners and those who are in error. We are promised and we know that we are not injured by anything, for all things work together for good. We receive whatever we ask for. We know that our Father is faithful to answer our prayers. We know that nothing is impossible for us as we believe and have the faith of Yahshua. We love our enemies. We are humble and teachable. We want to learn and we're willing to be corrected. We have the full armor of Yah on us. And because the love of Yah has been shed abroad in our hearts, we have no fear whatsoever. We are willing and ever wanting to bring every thought into obedience to the Messiah, knowing that we have the mind of Christ. We have entered a narrow gate and we walk on a narrow path. And we realize as we walk on that path, we must walk as Yahshua walked. And we do that by faith. As we do that, we know that we shall suffer persecution. But we love the truth, and we will not turn back. And yes, we are not arrogant. And we are not flaunting the fact that we have the faith, because we know that we must watch and pray always so that we would not be overtaken by the devices of Satan. Let us live the faith, dearly beloved. Let us leave the world. Let us come out of Babylon once and for all and walk the steps of Yahshua. That is my appeal to you this day. Shall we pray? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are so thankful that your kingdom is here, in our midst, in our very hearts. We are thankful that your word describes how our experience is to be in Yahshua. For the world, they would say, oh, it's so impossible. You cannot do it. You're only human. But we have partaken of the divine nature. We have all power in heaven and in earth as we believe the promises of Yah to us in the Holy Word. Thank you, Father, that we have the definition before us of the faith. Now it is up to us to make the decision to walk in that faith. Yes, there will be rough roads. There will be narrow ways. We have expected it. We know it. and we rejoice nevertheless. For all things work together for good to us who are the called, to us who love Yah and keep His commandments. Dismiss us from this place, we pray, with Your love and grace and mercy and guidance. And may we be able to say to those about us, we are the children of the Most High. We are the children of Yah, the Creator. And may it be said of us, one day soon, as we pass through the gates of the holy city, well done, thy good and faithful servant. All these things we praise Your name for and pray in the name of Yahshua, the Messiah. Amen.